Tacoma ICE attacker urges leftists to ignore laws, arm themselves. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 15, 2019. The 69-year-old man who attacked a Tacoma, Washington ICE facility Saturday left behind a manifesto in which he urged leftists to ignore laws in order to arm themselves. The Washington Post reports that the attacker, William Vance Bronson, threw lit objects at buildings and at cars in a parking lot, police said, causing a vehicle to go up in flames. Four Tacoma police officers engaged Bronson, opening fire on him and ending his life. No ICE personnel were injured. Bronson left behind a manifesto which stressed he was using a gun that is highly regulated in Washington state, saying, "I am not affiliated with any organization. I have disaffiliated from any organizations who disagree with my choice of tactics. The semi-automatic weapon I used was a cheap, home-built unregistered Ghost AR-15, had 6 magazines. A Ghost AR-15 is a rifle that collectors and/or firearm enthusiasts build in their own home. Some states require that such a gun be registered, some do not." On May 7, K5 News reported that Washington state completely banned 3D-printed guns and retained tight restrictions on ghost guns. Bronson also used his manifesto to encourage fellow leftists to arm themselves. He went so far as to urge them to ignore laws for firearm acquisition, if they can get away with it, saying, "I strongly encourage comrades and incoming comrades to arm themselves. We are now responsible for defending people from the predatory state. Ignore the laws of arming yourself if you have the luxury, I did." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.